Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call for June the 22nd, 2017. I'm Pastor Steve. This is my weekly sermon show. And the title of today's sermon is, What You Gonna Do? Remember that stupid TV show all about the police and all of that? What you gonna do when they come for you? Okay, today it's what you gonna do when He comes for you. Speaking of Yeshua, Messiah, and I'm gonna get to that at the very end of the sermon, so stick with me here. We're going to begin today with recounting curses given by Yahweh. Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27. Chapter 27. Verse 15, we're going to start at 15 and we're going to go through verse 26. Now, this is when they were sent up to Mount Ebal to curse. These are curses by Yahweh, and it defines who's cursed and why. So let's get into this. Verse 15. I'm not going to read the verse numbers because there's just too many of them. I'm just going to read through the text. Cursed is the man who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Okay, well, that would also apply to people that make it public, wouldn't it? Like the Roman Catholic Church, with their statues that they bow and genuflect to, they worship those statues. That is an idol. Let's get to verse 16. Cursed is he who makes light of his father or mother, mocks them, and all the people shall say, Amen. That means so be it. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary, and all the people shall say, Amen. Wouldn't land confiscation by the government be cursed? Cursed is he who misleads the blind in the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who twists the right ruling of the stranger, the fatherless, and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen. Pervert the law to prevent justice. That's cursed. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with any beast, and all the people shall say, Amen. Beast, 929, Behemah, means two and four-legged beasts. Bestiality, or beast of the field. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. How much incest is going on today? Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who smites his neighbor secretly, and smites means to smite to death, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who takes a bribe to slay an innocent being, and all the people shall say, Amen. Would that not mean the murder by people with badges of innocent people at the behest of the government? Wouldn't that qualify? Think about that. Verse 26. Cursed is he who does not establish the words of this Torah. And all the people shall say, Amen. Torah deniers, all that stuff's all passed away. It's nailed to the cross. Now, let's go over to chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. Same book. Let me get a little drink of water here. Clear the pipes. Chapter 28, verse 15. This is for all those that deny the Torah. The Torah deniers of the Judeo-Christian churches. 28, verse 15. And it shall be, if you do not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to guard, to do all his commands and his laws, which I command you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed are you in the city, and cursed are you in the field. Cursed is your basket and your netting bowl. Cursed is the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed are you when you come in, and cursed are you when you go out. Yahweh sends on you the curse, the confusion, and the rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the evil of your doings by which you have forsaken me. Yahweh makes the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. Yahweh smites you with a wasting disease, and with the inflammation, and with the burning, and with extreme heat, and with the sword, and with blight, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens, the skies, in other words, which are over your head, shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you, iron. Yahweh makes the rain of your land powder and dust. From the heavens it comes down on you until you are destroyed. Yahweh causes you to be defeated before your enemies. You go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become a horror to all the reigns of the earth. That's the dominions, reigns, rulers. And your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the heaven and the beasts of the earth, with no one to frighten them away. Yahweh shall smite you with the boils of Mitzrayim, with tumors, with the scab, and with the itch from which you are unable to be healed. What does it say in the book of Revelations about all the diseases that are going to come? Yahweh shall smite you with the madness and blindness and bewilderment of heart. And you shall be groping at noon as a blind man gropes in darkness, and not prosper in your ways. And you shall be only oppressed and plundered all the days, with no one to save you. You become engaged to a wife, but another man does lie with her. You build a house, but do not dwell in it. You plant a vineyard, but do not use its fruit. Your ox is slaughtered before your eyes, but you do not eat of it. Your donkey is violently taken from before you, and it is not given back to you. Your sheep are given to your enemies with no one to save them. Your sons and your daughters are given to another people, and your eyes look and fail for them all day long, and your hand powerless. A people whom you have not known eat the fruit of your land and all your labors, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed all the days. What's going on with all this emigration? People who we have not known are sucking us dry. Wake up! Verse 34, and you shall be maddened because of the sight which your eyes see. Yahweh smites you in the knees and on the legs with evil boils of which you are unable to be healed, and from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. Read the book of Revelations. Yahweh brings you and the sovereign whom you set over you to a nation which neither knew you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other mighty ones, wood and stone, false gods like Allah and Buddha, and all the rest of that. Verse 37, thus you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a mockery among all the peoples to which Yahweh drives you. We are in dispersion, and we are laughed at by other nations now because of our evil rulers. Wake up! Verse 38, you take much seed out into the field, but gather little in, for the locust consumes it. That's coming. You plant vineyards and shall labor, but you neither drink of the wine nor gather, for the worm eats it. That's coming. You have olive trees in all your border, but do not anoint with oil, for your olives drop off. You bring forth sons and daughters, but they are not with you, for they go into captivity. Us older people are looking at the younger generation. Are they not slaves to the system? Are they not captives in their own land? Wake up! Verse 42, locusts possess all your trees and the fruit of your ground. The sojourner who is among you rises higher and higher above you, but you come down lower and lower. People that don't belong in our land are now ruling us. Verse 44, he lends to you, but you do not lend to him. He is the head and you are the tail. The usurers are commanding our lives. Wake up! Verse 45, and all these curses shall come upon you, and they shall pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to guard his commands and his laws which he commanded you. Wake up! Verse 46, and they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder and on your seed line forever, because you did not serve Yahweh your Elohim with joy and gladness of heart for all the plenty. You shall serve your enemies whom Yahweh sends against you. Think about that one. In hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in need of all, and he shall put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. Wake up. Wake up. 49. Yahweh brings a nation against you from afar, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you shall not understand. A fierce-looking nation which shows no regard for the elderly, nor shows favor to the young. They're coming in through our borders in floods. Wake up. Verse 51, and they shall eat the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your land until you are destroyed. They leave you no grain, nor new wine, nor oil, nor the increase of your cattle, or the offspring of your flocks until they have destroyed you. What is the plan of these people? To wipe out our white Christian nations and the white Christian people. Wake up. And they shall besiege you at all your gates, till your high and fenced walls, in which you are trusting, our armed forces, come down in all your land. And they shall besiege you at all your gates and all your land, which Yahweh your Elohim has given you. Every city in this country, Britain, France, Germany, Sweden, Norway, all of those. We are under siege right now. Wake up. Wake up, my brethren. Wake up, Israel. Verse 53, and you shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom Yahweh your Elohim has given you, in the siege and distress in which your enemies distress you. When everything breaks down, you don't think there'll be cannibalism? Verse 54, the man among you who is tender and who is very delicate, his eye is evil against his brother, against the wife of his bosom, and against the rest of his children whom he leaves behind. He'll be against his own family, against giving any of them the flesh of his children that he eats, because it is all that has been left to him in the siege and distress with which your enemy distresses you and all your gates. Think of what happens when the system breaks down and anarchy rules. Think about that, the tribulation, what it's going to be like when it's in full force. Read the book of Revelations. All of it, read it. Verse 56, the tender and the delicate woman among you who have not tried to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and tenderness, her eye is evil against the husband of her bosom, and against her son, and against her daughter, and against her seed which comes out from between her feet, and her children whom she bears, for she eats them in secret for lack of all. In the siege and distress with which your enemy distresses you and all your gates. Cannibalism. 58. If you do not guard to do all the words of this Torah that are written in this book, to fear this esteemed and awesome name, Yahweh your Elohim, not the Lord, Yahweh, then Yahweh shall bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and lasting plagues, and grievous and lasting sicknesses. All these diseases we have today, read the book of Revelations. Wake up. Verse 60. And he shall bring back on you all the diseases of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this Torah, Yahweh does bring upon you until you are destroyed. Stuff you never heard of. all this new stuff they're cooking up in their labs. Wake up. Verse 62, and you shall be left with few men, although you had become as numerous as the stars of the heaven, because you did not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. Our race is down by one third and getting smaller. Verse 63. And it shall be that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and increase you, so Yahweh does rejoice over you to destroy you and lay you waste. And you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. That's happened to us. We are in dispersion because of apostasy, and the apostasy continues today. Wake up. 64, and Yahweh shall scatter you among all people from one end of the earth to the other. Has that not happened? Has it not happened? And there you shall serve other mighty ones, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone. All these foreign religions. And among those nations you are to find no rest, nor have a resting place for the sole of your foot. But there Yahweh shall give you a trembling heart and failing eyes and sorrow of being. Has not our people become weak? And we go along with anything just to get along? And we obey authority that is not authority? Instead of obeying Yahweh? Think about that. And your life shall be hanging in suspense before you, and you shall fear day and night and not be certain of your life. We can't walk the streets of our cities for fear of being attacked. Verse 67. In the morning you say, oh, that it were evening. And at evening you say, oh, that it were morning, because of the fear in your heart with which you fear, because the sight which your eyes see, the rioting and the rape and the murder and the robbery and just the general beatings because of the color of our skin. The white race is under attack. And Yahweh shall bring you back to Mitzrayim in ships by a way of which I said to you, you are never to see it again. Mitzrayim is a symbol here for bondage. Are we not in bondage? Bondage to the usurers? And there you shall be sold to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one to buy. Are we not in slavery to these people today? Are we not? Huh? Think about that. Answer that question to yourself. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah. My old buddy Jeremiah. Chapter 11. Verses 3 and 4. And 8. Pardon me. 3, 4, and 8. And you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant. Oops. Which I commanded your forefathers in the day when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and you shall do according to all that I command you, and you shall be my people, and I be your Elohim. And verse 8, but they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone walked in the stubbornness of his evil heart, So I brought on them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, and they did not do. And they are not obeying the words of the covenant today. They're studiously avoiding it. Oh no, that's all nailed to the cross. Let's go, we're in Jeremiah. Let's go to 17:5. Okay, 17:5. Thus says Yahweh, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart turns away from Yahweh. Trust in mankind. Trust in your armies and your tanks and your planes and your rulers. Oh, you trust in them. And makes flesh his arm. That's a symbol of power. Flesh that is fragile, that can be destroyed. Oh, we don't have to worry. We got the Navy SEALs. Let's go to verse 7. Here's the mirror image of this. Blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh, and whose trust is Yahweh. Okay. And let's go in Jeremiah to 47:10. Pay attention to this. 47:10. Cursed is he who is slack in doing the work of Yahweh, and cursed is he who withholds his sword from blood. If you are called to be in the army of Yahweh, and you are to fight this adversary, and you don't do it because you're lazy, or you're caught up in your world and you want to make your SUV payments, and oh, there's all these convenient excuses. So many excuses. Oh, it's just so hard to be true to the creator of the universe. That's just terrible. All right, we're talking about curses. Let's get into a little destruction here. We're going to do curses and destruction now. Okay, curses and destruction. Book of Matthew, we're going into the New Testament now. Book of Matthew, chapter 17. Chapter 7, pardon me. I'm dyslexic here. Chapter 7, verse 13. Enter in through the narrow gate, because the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter in through it. Verse 14, because the gate is narrow and the way is hard pressed, which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Because most people want to live in the world and are worried about stuff. Let's go to chapter 25. Of the book of Matthew, verse 41. Think about this. He shall then also say to those on the left hand, go away from me, accursed ones. Cursed ones! Oh my, but Jesus loves everybody. He just loves it. He's love. Oh, he's love. He loves everybody. Accursed ones, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his messengers. You who persecute real Israel, you who hate us for teaching the truth, that call us Nazis and terrorists and all those things, you people, that's who I'm talking to. Let's go to the book of Galatians. Okay. I'll flip back here. It was Galatians chapter 3. Verse 10. For as many as are of works of the Torah are under the curse, that means the curse of punishment. For it has been written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all that has been written in the book of the Torah to do them. It says here also that nobody's declared right by the Torah. And the Torah is not of belief, but the man who does them shall live by them. Messiah redeemed us from the curse, punishment of the Torah, having become a curse for us, for it has been written, cursed is everyone who is hanging upon a tree. Well, he lifted up the curse of the punishment that we had incurred by apostasy with a one-time sacrifice for the nation of Israel. That was a national redemption. So now, being born after this time, we need to make a one-on-one commitment to Yeshua Messiah. It has to be a personal thing. You do that on your own. You don't make an altar call in church to make a big show. It's not a show. Not a show at all. It's personal. It's real. It's very, very, very real. All right, let's go to 2 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 1. All right, 2 Peter 2, verse 1 through 3. But there also came to be false prophets among the people, as also among you there shall be false teachers, who shall secretly bring in destructive heresies, like the nailed to the cross, once saved, always saved. Oh, we're all brothers. Our church is open to everyone. Bring in destructive heresies and deny the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. These false pastors. And many shall follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Well, you shouldn't be racist. We're all brothers. And in greed, oh, send me your money. God wants me to have a new Cadillac. Mm-hmm, yeah. and in greed with fabricated words, they shall use you for gain. Send me your money! Hallelujah and amen, brothers and sisters! This is the church of what's happening now! Yeah. From of old, their judgment does not linger, and their destruction does not slumber. I hate those people. I'm sorry, but I hate those that twist and pervert and destroy the word. They are the enemy of my God, and they are my enemy, and they are the enemy of my people, Israel. And I hate them with a righteous hatred. They are scum. Let's go to verse 12. Same chapter, 2 Peter 2, 12. But these, like natural, unreasoning beasts, having been born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheme that which they do not know, shall be destroyed in their destruction, being about to receive the wages of unrighteousness, deeming indulgence in the day a pleasure, spots and blemishes, reveling in their own deceptions, while they feast with you, having eyes filled with an adulteress, and unable to cease from sin, enticing unstable beings, having a heart trained in greed, children of a curse. The false people that creep in. Let's go to chapter 3 of 2 Peter. Verse 15. And also in all his letters, speaking in them concerning these matters, in which some are hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do also the other scriptures. False teachers, twisters of the word. Let's go to the book of Romans. Chapter 3, verses 11 through 18. There is no one who is understanding. There is none who is seeking Elohim. Does that not apply today? They have all turned aside. They have together become worthless. There is none who does good. No, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have deceived. The poison of adders is under their lips. Who have we been talking about? Who have we been discussing? The false teachers? The Judeo-Christian preachers? Whose mouth is filled with cursing and bitterness? You're going to hell! Yeah, right. Their feet are swift to shed blood. And on the last days, they will kill us all the day long and think they do God a service. Ruin and wretchedness are in their ways, because there's no blessing that's going to stick. They're going to have to pay a price. And the way of peace they have not known, There is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. They stand up and they preach this drivel and take people down the road to destruction. Let's go to the book of Revelations, please. Chapter 20. Verse 8. Is that right? Oh, 21, verse 8. Pardon me. Chapter 21, verse 8. Now, I'm reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. This is the most accurate thing out there until I get my stuff published. These are the people that are not going to make it. Okay? And boy, they'll be screaming and hollering and, you're a hater! You're a hater, Pastor Steve! You're a hater! Okay. Argue with Yahweh. Chapter 21, verse 8. But as for the cowardly, those who won't stand up for Yahweh, and untrustworthy, those who will turn on their brothers and sisters, and abominable, all these perverts, and murderers, those who have killed the innocent for the government and for the name of the Holy Roman Church, and those who whore, those people that or run around, let's go pick up some broads, man, get laid, yeah. I'm sorry, that's unrighteousness. And drug sorcerers, they just have sorcerers in most of the script, the translations. But if you look it up, it's connected with pharmakia, people that entice and steal the souls from people through their drugs. And idolaters, people that bow down and genuflect and pray to saints and light candles before the Queen of Heaven, which is masquerading as Mother Mary. And all the false, people that'll smile to your face while they lie. Their part is in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Oh my, you're a hater. God loves everybody. Everybody's going to be forgiven. All that nasty law is nailed to the cross. This is the New Testament. New Testament Christians. Sorry. Let's go to Philippians, let me find it. I got all these bookmarks in here. I got a whole stack of bookmarks. Philippians chapter 3, verses 18-19. Chapters 3, 18-19 of Philippians. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now say to you, even weeping, walk as enemies of the stake of Messiah. He was not impaled, he was impaled on a stake, just a straight up thing. There was no crossbar on it. The cross is false. It's a stake. Look it up in the Greek. They've changed that. Their end is destruction. Their mighty one is their stomach. In other words, they worship what they eat. And their esteem is in their shame. They mind the earthly. They're of the world. Oh my. They mind the world. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Imagine that. Let's go to 1 Timothy. 1, verses 8, 9, and 10. And we know that the Torah is good if one uses it legitimately. Okay? Knowing this, that Torah is not laid down for a righteous being, but for the lawless and unruly, for the wicked and for sinners, and for the wrongdoers and profane, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for those who whore, for sodomites, that's queers, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and for whatever else that is contrary to sound teaching. The punishments of the law come down on them. They didn't turn aside. They won't turn aside. They don't want anything to do with the righteousness of Yahweh. Let us turn to the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you, speaking of the enemies of Israel, the enemies of the Christian people, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. Now they read this angels. These are mighty angels, quote unquote, churchianity. That comes from angelos in the Greek, but it means messengers. Not cute little cherubs with wings and, oh, he's so cute. And verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey. Oh no, we got to obey something. Yeah, those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master, and from the esteem of his strength, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, true Israel that believes and follows and obeys the law, because even the devil believes, but you have to put it into action. When he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones and to be admired among all those who believe in that day, because our witness to you was believed. They witness to other people as we are to witness to other Israelites. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. because if you are afraid to witness about Yeshua, Messiah, he will not acknowledge you before the Father. Now, the title of this sermon is What You Gonna Do? Well, we've seen today in all the scriptures that I have read about what happens to those that are allied with the adversary. Okay? All these bad things are a-coming. Now, we've got Yeshua, Messiah, coming back. And on that day, everybody's going to know it. There's not going to be, there'll be false messiahs during the tribulation, and they'll do this, and they'll do that, and they'll claim to be this, and they'll claim to be that, and blah, 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 blah. They're going to run their mouth like all the politicians today. Run their mouth. Run that mouth. I'm going to do this. Do that. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to make America great again. And you got them over in Europe. Oh, we need more diversity. Just like we have them here in America. Oh, we need more diversity. But what is the actual definition of their version of diversity? Their version of diversity is white genocide. That's what their diversity means. Changing the white culture, the Christian culture, into something which it was not, to further their agenda of the acquisition of personal power and wealth. Serving the adversary's children better known today as the Antichrist Zionist Jew, who want to own and control everything, and the Jews will be on top and everybody else will be slaves, including these shills that are working for them right now, that are being given Federal Reserve notes and stuff. They can buy stuff with their Federal Reserve notes, and they think they're really something. They're it, man. Man, I'm a whatever title. And I run this corporation, do you? Who owns it? Where do you get your marching orders from? Who's the owner behind the scenes? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Well, who's the man behind the curtain? Well, it's not a man, it's a Jew. Okay, they own all the media except for this media, and they're working hard on trying to shut this down. TV, radio, books, publishing, magazines, you name it, advertising, amusement parks with Gay Pride Day, like down at Disney World down there in Florida, where the Jew Epstein owns it, and now they have a Queer Day. By their fruits ye shall know them. And oh my, they're high on the hog, literally. Swine eaters. And they think they're really in charge. And they are totally, totally deceived. They are being used as little puppets by the Jew masters that pull the strings. Now, these people have made a choice. And they have deceived a lot of Israel with their Judeo-Christian religions into following their path. They have removed the sacred name. They don't teach about Yahweh or Yeshua. They teach about the Lord and Jesus. And God is love, and send me your money. And their businesses that they call churches. Yeshua is coming back. That's a given, okay? Those of us who are out here that believe, even the Judeo-Christians believe he's going to return. But his return is going to be completely different than what they've been taught. And in that day, that is known as the Day of Yahweh, and it is a day of wrath. I read you the 2 Thessalonians thing about the flaming fire and the mighty messengers. These are death angels. Killers. Not warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely, cute little. These are destroyers like Sodom and Gomorrah destroying angels. Okay? Read the book of Revelations about what they're going to do. Actually, sit down and read it. It's not that long. Read the whole thing. When they're speaking of the overcomers, they're speaking of true Israel that is going to overcome with Yeshua, our Messiah. We're going to overcome the enemy and his physical seed line here on this planet. And they need to ask themselves, I'm talking about the people that have sold out, the question that I posed at the beginning of the sermon. What you gonna do? Well, what you gonna do when he comes for you? Okay, I can't sing. I'm sorry. What you gonna do when he comes for you? Now, we of the remnant, those who actually try to do what is taught, what are we going to do? We are going to see our eternal King appear, and we are going to shout for joy and run towards him, shouting, Hosanna! Yeshua Messiah, our King. That's what we're going to do. But the others, what are they going to do? They're going to run screaming from him as they are pursued by his messengers with flaming fire. Flaming fire of destruction. What you gonna do when he comes for you? End of sermon. I'll talk to you again on the wake up call next Thursday. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip. 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip